Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 6th, 2016. This will be a special segment for Election Day, November 8th. Let's see what the planets foretell for the big event. So, here we are. At the final hours, before the day of decision arrives, the wildest presidential campaign in recent memory is hurtling towards its conclusion. Not wanting to spoil the suspense, but I did predict what the outcome would be back in May. Anyway, in the interest of making a few additional points, I will now look at what the astrological evidence points to for Election Day, November 8th. Here's the chart of the beginning of voting for Washington, D.C. In other words, the birth chart of the election itself. The keynote of any chart is the rising sign. So here we have a Libra rising chart. Libra is the sign of idealists, the sign that wants fairness, harmony, and agreement, and understands that sacrifice is necessary to achieve those ends. So, this is the nature of the final outcome, an indication of the results of this day's energy. Notice, too, that the rising nakshatra, the lunar sign, is Vishakha, the sign of setting goals and achieving them. And Vishakha is devoted to its goal. The moon is a significator of the public. The moon in this chart has just entered Aquarius, the sign of social revolution, of making sacrifice for the sake of progress for everyone. The moon is in the lunar sign Dhanishta, associated with Shiva's drum, or Krishna's flute, thus being an instrument of God. So, both the rising sign and the moon sign suggest idealism. The question is, whose idealism? The ruler of the chart is Venus, the ruler of Libra. Venus is placed in the third house of desires and efforts, in the sign Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the sign of beliefs and philosophies. Sagittarius is very willful, a righteous sign. Thus, the election is all about the voters manifesting their effort to promote their self-righteous beliefs. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind, the planet of making choices. Therefore, Mercury has a strong connection to the voting process. It seems quite fitting that Mercury appears in the ascendant in the birth chart of voting day. And here we see that Mercury is at the very end of Libra, and in fact, later in the day, at mid-afternoon, Mercury will change signs, moving to Scorpio. A planet changing signs is weakened, considered vulnerable, and not so capable of producing results. So, this is a bit troubling. A key planet is vacillating on the very day of voting, indicating uncertainty. But, before the voting ends, Mercury has made the transition to Scorpio. Scorpio is the sign of passion and power, of rebirth and regeneration, of secrets and investigations. Scorpio is very determined. This position for Mercury suggests that the results of the election will be definitive, and yet there still will be intrigue, controversy, potential conspiracy, and so forth, which will taint the results. And what about Mars, the planet of combat and victory? Mars is in practical, reasonable Capricorn, in the fourth house of foundations, security, and stability, and boosted by the dry-eyed planet of harsh reality, Saturn, which by being in Mars's sign Scorpio forms a parivartana yoga with Mars. All this suggests a very practical, realistic energy prevails in this election, and with the contribution of Saturn, the planet of longevity, that the results will endure. And lastly, what about Jupiter, the planet of morals, ethics, truth, wisdom? It is in Virgo, the sign of details and analysis, but placed in the 12th house, the house of loss, confinement, hidden actions, uncertainties, foreign elements, spirituality, and the subconscious. The planet of truth and wisdom appears to be locked up in the house of confinement. Or could it be that it takes on the role of divine intervention and saves the day? Or the planet of beneficence in the 12th house of foreigners shows the election to be beneficial to those born of other cultures. Okay, now let's take a look at the birth charts of Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump and see how the planetary positions affect each chart on the day of the election. These effects of the transit positions get interpreted to determine the nature and impact of the energy patterns formed on this fateful day for each of the contestants. Starting out with Mrs. Clinton, here are the transit positions juxtaposed against her natal chart. Note that Mars, the planet of combat and victory, is strongly placed in her fourth house, the house of comfort and happiness. This is not an easygoing influence. Mars opposes Clinton's natal Mars, natal Pluto, and natal Saturn. Although with Mars still in the early degrees of Capricorn, this is far from an exact aspect. Still, Mars afflicts her natal 10th house of status and position, showing there's serious opposition to her potential success. Note, too, that Mars, through its special 4th house square aspect, is sending its destructive energy to Clinton's 7th house, the house of the direct opponent. That would be Mr. Trump, who then has to suffer the attack from Mars from its position in Clinton's chart. Now, here's something. On this day, the three benefic planets, Venus, Jupiter, and Mercury, are all making tight contact with natal planets in Mrs. Clinton's chart. Venus has just moved into Sagittarius and is in position to be nearly exactly opposite, and therefore sending benefic influence to Clinton's natal Uranus, the planet of unexpected events, freedom, and independence, which resides in her 9th house of good fortune, indicating potential for some unexpected good fortune. Venus, of course, is the planet of young females, here giving assistance from that demographic to Mrs. Clinton. Next, see how Jupiter, the great benefic of Vedic astrology, planet of hope, truth, and wisdom, is exactly connecting with Clinton's natal Neptune, planet of dreams and idealism, in her 12th house of the unknown, including unknown people, in other words, the public. This planetary combination suggests some good fortune coming to her from the public, which supports her dreams and idealism. And finally, we have Mercury, planet of data and information and making choices, in other words, the voting planet, conjunct Clinton's natal Mercury and her ascendant degree when election day commences, and subsequently when Mercury crosses over into Scorpio later in the day, it will be exactly conjunct her natal Ketu, significator of inherited past life karma, indicating that the data planet, that is, numbers, winds up blessing her at the end of the day. Moving on now to Mr. Trump's chart. Here are the planetary positions of November 8th and how they interact with his natal planets. A week ago, on October 31st, Mars, the planet of combat and victory, moved into Capricorn, which is Mr. Trump's sixth house, the house of struggle, difficulties, enemies, and solving problems. This is considered to be a very favorable transit for defeating one's enemies. But there's a problem. Mars is now in direct opposition to Mr. Trump's natal Venus and natal Saturn. Venus is both the ruler of his 10th house of status and position and the generalized significator of young women. Saturn is the planet of structure and the established order. Mars attacks his natal Venus, causing destruction to his status and position, as well as trouble with females. Mars simultaneously attacks his natal Saturn, destroying structure and discipline. Since this is happening on the very day of the election, this planetary pattern is clearly a problem for Trump attaining any type of victory. Adding to Trump's woes is the powerful Saturn transit in Scorpio, his fourth house, where it is bearing down on his natal Moon-Ketu combination. Simultaneously, the planet of restriction and harsh realities is opposite to and challenging his powerful natal Uranus-Rahu-Sun combination in his 10th house of success and renown. So, this is a really problematic energy pattern, which, although not exact, is close enough to make any success a very strenuous lift. Well, how about a benefic influence? Yes, there is one. Jupiter, the great benefic, is transiting in Virgo, Mr. Trump's second house, and is now 6 degrees from exact conjunction with his natal Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of confidence and optimism. His natal Jupiter is being boosted by the influence of transiting Jupiter, so he feels he can't lose. But is this Jupiter transit in the second house strong enough to overpower the other influences? The second house is not one of the strongest placements in a natal chart. And lastly, the seventh house is the house of one-on-one relationships, including the direct opponent. Conjunctions and oppositions are the strongest influences that a transiting planet can have on a natal chart, for good or for ill. Along with the two malefic aspects of Mars and Saturn, there's yet another problematic influence on Mr. Trump's chart on November 8th. The Moon will have just entered Aquarius at the time that voting begins and will subsequently move through the early degrees of that sign during the day, adding its power to the seventh house of the opponent. This also puts the Moon directly opposite to Mr. Trump's natal Mars, and by the end of the day, opposing his natal ascendant degree. The Moon is a general significator of the public, mother, and women in general. Here the Moon is strongly placed in the house of the direct enemy, where it helps to boost the energy of his opponent, as well as create a contrary influence on his own ascendant and natal Mars. The Moon opposite Mars produces strong emotions, which can vary from excitement to anger. In view of the other simultaneous, stressful malefic influences on his natal planets, it looks like this lunar influence will produce anger in Mr. Trump. So, why is Donald Trump angry on November 8th? Okay, that'll do it for this episode of the Astrology News Report. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.